titled No Dream Beyond Reach, the show was much more than an art exhibit. It demonstrated how creativity and hope are possible even in the most difficult circumstances. The show featured the digital artwork of a disabled artist and what is described as wheel art technology that helps people defy physical handicaps. Shanti Norris is the co-founder of the Smith Farm Center for Healing and the Arts in Washington, D.C., where the exhibition was held.
Just because we have limitations doesn't mean that we can't express ourselves in a just profoundly beautiful way.
The art on display is the creation of Andrew Reach. He had a successful career as an architect until spinal disease made it impossible for him to work in his field. But the disease did not take away his desire to create. He went from building airports and museums to creating computer-generated prints. Because of his condition, he is in constant pain. Reach cannot give interviews, but on his website, he talks about his journey from pain and despair to hope and creativity.
There are so many people that have so many challenges. I'm just one of the millions of people that deal with it and do it every day. And my hope is that by sharing my art, it will educate more and more people about how art can nourish the soul, the mind, and the body to a place of wellness.
Reach creates his digital prints on his computer, and most of them are done while he is lying in his bed, the position where he is in the least pain. Lauren Nelson is a gallery visitor.
I think for someone to take what could be construed as debilitating and devastating and turning it into something positive is amazing.
Also on display at the center was an interactive system that transforms any wheelchair into a vehicle for self-expression and art making. The technology was created by Young Chung, a New York-based Korean engineer. His work with disabled teenagers inspired him to create the wheelchair art technology. Brooke Seidelman is the gallery director.
Pain or suffering or disability of any sort is very isolating, and people sort of get locked psychologically in that loneliness. Art essentially allows these people an avenue where they can still be themselves and that they forget about this pain and this limitation.
The No Dream Beyond Reach exhibit is a testimony to the power of art to inspire those who create it, as well as those who enjoy it. For producer Anna Ward, Ruth Reeder, VOA News, Washington.